Dear Vandy, who's the better musician, Bix Beiderbecke or Jack Teagarden? Sincerely yours, Ethel Schmeckenberg.
That was cool, but we decided to go a different route. First one comes from Angus Johnson. Dear Drew, where do the Texans go after J.J. Watt's injury? Good question, Angus. Got a lot of variations of that one. And J.J. Watt being out, very bad. He's the greatest player in the game. He said himself he's not the most valuable, though. That's the quarterback. So the Texans' defense is going to be a big premium placed on Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney and John Simon as far as getting after the passer. So they'll have to step up. There's no other choice. And we'll see what Antonio Smith can bring to the table as well. Christopher Pashalis, dear Drew, what can we do to get the running game going and use Lamar Miller's skill sets properly? Oh, I think the Texans' offense and the offensive staff looked at a lot of things with the extra time on Saturday and Sunday and Friday as well. After the Thursday night loss to the Patriots, I think you're going to see a few different wrinkles, not just this week against the Titans, but moving forward as well, because Lamar Miller is excellent in space. Good question there, Christopher. And because you had such a great question, you get scratch-off tickets. So email right here, and we'll send you the tickets. Ben Bevel, dear Drew, what do you have to say to those fans who think the big game is unwinnable by the Texans? Well, you got to have hope. You got to be a little bit patient, and you shouldn't be that negative, because what's negativity going to do for you? Nothing. Daniel Johnston, dear Drew, I'm honestly not upset about our blowout. We got killed by the Dolphins last year, and the team responded with class. I see them bouncing back nicely this week. Daniel, it's nice that you see them bouncing back nicely, but there's a lot of angry people in that locker room, a lot of disappointed people in the locker room, and they're upset about the blowout. So it's nice that you're not upset, but they're upset, and they're focused on beating the Titans this week. But thanks for the question. Timber. We'll see you on Sunday.